With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour as together we explore this rich repertoire. Wonderful listening lies ahead. The new church year begins with the first Sunday of Advent, among the darkest days of the calendar year, but with the anticipation of the coming of light, both literally and metaphorically. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll discover some of the sacred choral and organ music that ushers in this new season, with music by Palestrina and Praetorius, Mons, Christiansen, and others. We'll begin with the plain chant, Veni Redemptor Gentium, Come Redeemer of the Gentiles, sung by the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter directs.
Thank you.
Joan Lippincott played J.S. Bach's chorale prelude on Nun komm der Heidenheiland from the Orgelbüchlein. The hymn tune, Savior of the Nations Come, on which it is based, is derived from the plain chant Veni Redemptor Gentium, with which we began today's program, sung by the Cambridge Singers with conductor John Rutter. Many churches begin the Advent season with a service of lessons and carols, often outlining the progression from darkness to light. The Matin Responsory of Palestrina often opens such a service, sung from the west end of the building as a dialogue between solo voices and the full choir. We'll listen to the choir of Salisbury Cathedral, led by Simon Lowell.
Thank you.
The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang the hymn Come Thou Redeemer of the Earth to the tune Puer Nobis, with a melody adapted from plain chant by Michael Pretorius. John Scott directed. This hymn often serves as a processional at Advent Sunday services following the Matins responsory. The responsory we heard was by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina and sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral, directed by Simon Lowell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue with music by Martin Pearson, a vicar choral at St. Paul's Cathedral in the early 17th century. Blow out the trumpet in Zion takes a text from the book of Joel, offering prophecy of the coming of the Lord. It's an energetic setting, full of fanfare-like choral writing for all five voices. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Blow Out the Trumpet in Zion by Martin Pearson was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. American composer Paul Mons wrote a short Advent motet which has become beloved in many corners of the world. The text of E'en So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come is an adaptation of words from the 22nd chapter of the Book of Revelation made by Mons' wife, Ruth. We'll hear the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sing under the direction of Stephen Layton. Paul Monz's much-loved Advent anthem, In So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come, was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton directed. Plain chant serves as the basis for Leo Nestor's modern setting of Rorate Caeli De Super, which we'll hear next. Drop Down, Ye Heavens from Above is set for unaccompanied choir and intersperses phrases of the chant with richly harmonized phrases by the full choir. Leo Nestor leads the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Rorate Caeli De Super, as arranged by Leo Nestor, was performed by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. The composer directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In a service for Advent Sunday, light plays a crucial role and often involves candlelighting by both choir and congregation at various points. One can imagine the spreading of candlelight throughout the church during the singing of the plain chant, Creator of the Stars of Night, here sung sweetly by the boy and girl choristers of the Salisbury Cathedral Choir. Simon Lowell directs. The boy and girl choristers of the Salisbury Cathedral Choir sang the plain chant hymn, Creator of the Stars of Night, led by Simon Lowell. Legendary conductor, composer, and arranger F. Melius Christiansen set a Finnish folk tune in his Advent anthem, Lost in the Night, which speaks of fleeing darkness and longing for light. We'll hear a performance by the Concordia Choir, directed by Renee Clausen.
Thank you.
Lost in the Night by F. Mealyus Christiansen was sung by the Concordia Choir, with Renee Clausen conducting. Brilliant American opera and choral composer Anthony Piccolo wonderfully set the words of the Matin Responsory in English in his anthem, I Look From Afar. We'll hear it sung by the choir of the Washington National Cathedral, led by Richard W. Dirksen. Douglas Major plays the organ.
Flock.
Music of Anthony Piccolo. We heard I Look From Afar, sung by the choir of the Washington National Cathedral. Richard W. Dirksen directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Strathclyde Motets by Scottish composer James MacMillan is a collection of 28 settings of the propers of the Mass for various occasions. From that group of motets, we'll hear O Radiant Dawn, an English-language setting of one of the O antiphons for Advent. The choir of Bristol Cathedral sings, directed by Mark Lee. O Radiant Dawn by James MacMillan was sung by the choir of Bristol Cathedral, led by Mark Lee. No Advent carol service is complete without Charles Wesley's stirring hymn, set to music by Thomas Oliver's, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. We'll hear the choir and congregation of Bath Abbey in this sturdy rendition, led by Peter King.
Thank you.
Peter King led the choir and congregation of Bath Abbey in the Advent hymn, "Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending." An equally appealing staple of Advent services for many of us church musicians can be found in Andrew Carter's two settings of O Come, Emmanuel. First, his arrangement of the hymn, followed by a brilliant organ toccata on the tune. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, accompanied by Andrew Lucas. Mr. Scott then plays the toccata himself.
Oh,
two settings of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel by Andrew Carter. John Scott just performed the toccata on the tune, and earlier he led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in Mr. Carter's arrangement of the hymn. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to mark the beginning of the new liturgical year with music for the first Sunday of Advent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.